Bonjour, linguists. Welcome to French Pod, I'm Erica.
Salut, my name is Amaury.
This is a newbie lesson. Learn a little bit on how to talk about beer.
Yeah, so it's another lesson on French Pod about learning and relaxing at the same time.
Chilling.
Yep.
And we got two people chilling. They're in Montmartre.
Really nice place in Paris. Where to have a beer.
Yeah, it's a nice relaxing place. They're meeting on a weekend during the afternoon.
So the key phrase you're going to hear today.
What is it?
Pourquoi pas?
Why not? Pourquoi pas?
Yep.
One more time.
Pourquoi pas?
All right, here's the dialogue 3 times.
And then we'll come back and explain it all for you.
Dialogue first time.
Tu prends une bière?
Pourquoi pas?
Blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Dialogue, second time.
Tu prends une bière?
Pourquoi pas?
Blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Dialogue, third time.
Tu prends une bière?
Pourquoi pas?
Blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
I think it's time to do some translating. Do you think we should?
Pourquoi pas?
Okay.
Tu prends une bière?
Are you having a beer?
Tu prends une bière?
Are you gonna get a beer?
Tu prends une bière? Pourquoi pas?
Why not?
Pourquoi pas?
Why not?
Pourquoi pas? Blonde ou brune?
Light or dark?
Blonde ou brune?
Light or dark?
Blonde ou brune? En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Actually, I prefer a Monaco.
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Actually, I prefer a Monaco.
En fait, je préfère un Monaco. Is it what you used to drink in Paris?
Yeah, especially outside on days like this. We'll talk about Monacos later.
Yeah.
What that is, in case you don't know. For now, let's go through this dialogue. All right, what's the first sentence they said?
Tu prends une bière?
And we'll take that in two parts. Let's start with beer. How do you say that in French?
Bière.
You can hear there's two vowel sounds in there.
Bière. Bière.
Bière. You say them real quick together. What about a beer?
Une bière.
Une bière.
Yeah.
Now, what did he say before that?
Tu prends.
So in French, we use the verb prendre. We're talking about drinks and food. Because in French, you take drinks.
Yep.
And you take food. I don't know where you take them. It's where in English we would say to have or to get. You know, like, are you having une bière?
That's right, yeah.
Tu prends une bière. Are you getting une bière?
Tu prends une bière.
Right. What's her answer?
Pourquoi pas?
Hey, pourquoi pas? It's a key phrase. Now we learn some varieties of bière. What does he say?
Blonde ou brune.
Is he talking about girls?
No, not here.
He could be though, right?
It's exactly the same adjectives, yeah.
Exact same words you use for hair colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blonde.
Ou brune.
Okay.
So I could say, for example, Erika, are you blonde ou brune?
I am brune.
And have you always been brune?
En fait, I was blonde for a really long time.
Oh yeah? Never told me that.
No, I was. Years. I'll find some pictures. I can't ask Amaury this question because, well...
No, because you know why.
Because you're bald.
Yeah.
Because you don't got no hair. But also, another reason...
is because I'm not a girl.
That's right, because these are for girls.
Yeah.
But today we're talking about beer.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about beer.
So I can talk about, I can be involved in the lesson.
Right, yeah. That's why we made this about beer.
Beer and not
hair, right? Oh, for Henry. So which one does she want? Does she want those?
No, because she says, en fait.
Actually, en fait.
Je préfère un Monaco. So does she want to go to Monaco?
No, she wants to drink. She wants to prendre. Monaco, but we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
She says she would rather, though.
Je préfère.
Okay, so préfère, you can hear the English word in there, right? In French, you always say je préfère.
Yeah, that's really common in France.
Like, where we would say, I would rather, you say je préfère.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so common that every time I come back from France after being there a while, I walk around going, I prefer. Je préfère. So what does she préfère?
Un Monaco.
En fait... Do you think we should listen to the dialogue 3 more times now?
Pourquoi pas?
Dialogue first time.
Tu prends une bière?
Pourquoi pas?
Blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Dialogue second time.
Tu prends une bière?
Pourquoi pas?
Blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Dialogue third time.
Tu prends une bière?
Pourquoi pas?
Blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco.
Well, Henri, en fait,
oui.
When you prends une bière, tu préfères blonde ou brune?
Well, une bière, that is blonde.
Okay, really?
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
Oh.
Yeah.
So, you don't drink bière that is brune? Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. No, it's true. Sometimes I do. Yeah. Obviously, I cannot.
But you.
I cannot hide anything from America.
Okay.
Yeah, it's true.
But you prefer blonde.
Je préfère une bière blonde.
Yeah, with all your Belgian blood, you like them both.
And you, Erica, tu préfères une bière blonde ou brune?
En fait, je préfère un Monaco. Not that big on bière. Maybe blonde. So, a Monaco, is that just in France, that drink?
It exists in Belgium as well, it's got another name. So, if you ask for a Monaco, only in France.
Okay, and so what is it?
So, it's a mix of beer and grenadine syrup with a bit of lemonade as well. So, it's quite sweet.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, but it's really delicious. And it's red.
When you're 16, it's really good, but
no. Or if you're a girl, it's a chick drink. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's really nice when you're sitting outside like this on a hot day. It's refreshing.
That's true.
It's a nice, mm-hmm. delicious, refreshing drink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So talk about beer in France. Because when we think of France, we think of wine.
But French people do drink beer as well. Yeah.
Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially like in the north region or the east when it's close to Germany, obviously they drink more beer. But then even in the south, when they drink loads of wine, beer is quite common now. So it's like here in the dialogue. When we drink today, that French people would have a beer.
They definitely don't drink dinner.
No, this is still more wine that the French people drink with that dinner, with that meal.
All right, well, if you have any questions, you should come to FrenchPod.com. You can ask us. And you should also go there and check things out because we have other levels you can see.
Sure.
And you can try out. And you can sign up for a 7-day free trial where you have access to all the premium features and all the podcasts of all the levels. It's really cool.
It is. So just come and meet us there.
I mean, pourquoi pas?
Exactement.
So I guess it's time to go now. Do you think so?
Pourquoi pas?
All right. Au revoir.
Salut.